Welcome back to Reborn Report. I'm DJ Pfeiffer.
And I'm Don Pfeiffer. DJ, it's been a long, long time.
It has been quite some time since our last episode.
When was our last episode?
I don't even know. It's been...
It was before your wedding.
Yep. So it's been almost a year.
Much. Well, I don't know if it's been that long, but I bet it was in the spring. I'd have to go back and look.
Yeah, it's been some time, though.
Well, I never thought we'd be gone this long, but we had to take a break because mostly because of what you were going through.
Yeah,
right. You were moving. We moved you. Well, let's talk about it. You can tell about it. We moved you down to Cranberry, Pennsylvania. Yep. You got married in July.
Yep.
And you're finishing up your final year of med school.
Yep.
You're doing rotations at hospitals. Is that what you call it?
Yeah, I'm on my rotations right now, my clerkships at hospitals.
Clerkship?
Yeah, at hospitals, various doctor's office. Yeah, all over the place.
Right. You're done with all your schoolwork pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, man, you're a doctor almost. Once you get your diploma in May.
Pretty much. Yeah. So
you passed your board. You had two board
exams.
Yeah,
I was going to say,
right?
That's another reason why we took a little break. I passed both of my board exams. And
those were, you were studying for them. That was a process.
Yep. And now I'm in the process of looking for a residency. So I've been interviewing and I have to submit my rank list.
So what does that mean, residency? It's where you're going to be an intern doctor?
Exactly, yeah.
And you have to do that
for 3 years
under another doctor's supervision or something, a hospital supervision or something?
For 3 years, I have to be under the supervision of an attending doctor, which is someone who's already gone through residency, and I'll be an intern for 1 year.
And you kind of get your choice or have choices.
Yeah.
They pick you, you pick them kind of thing. Is that how that works?
So the applicants submit a rank list of all the programs that they like, and whichever is the top of their list is where they want to go to the most. And all the programs do that for the applicants as well. And then they have some sort of algorithm that matches us to a certain spot that they determine by what we rank and what they rank is best for us. So in the process of that,
well,
I have to submit my rank list by next Wednesday, actually.
And then you're doing that for 3 years.
Yeah, I'll be at that residency program for the next 3 years, yeah.
And you mentioned to me the other day that you were thinking maybe some specialty program for an extra year residency.
Well, I don't know about all that yet.
You're not going to be an MD, right? What are you going to?
Yeah, so I'm going to be a DO when I graduate. So that it's a doctor of osteopathic medicine. And I really enjoy
explain to our audience. I don't know how to say it.
So there's two branches of medicine. There's allopathic, which is like a typical MD, and then there's osteopathic, which is what I'm going to be as a DO. And the two differences is basically just in the philosophy of medicine. MDs are typical doctors. They prescribe medicines, what have you. But osteopaths are a little bit more holistic. They treat the whole body, and the philosophy is just more of the whole body. And we also have,
so that's why when you come home, you're always cracking our necks and back and pulling on your mom's legs and adjusting my feet. And
yeah, so exactly, that's exactly what I was gonna say, is we have manipulation techniques, which basically allow us to use the body's own anatomy to treat pain and various diseases and dysfunctions.
So in other words, you work on body manipulation first and foremost, with drugs secondary. Is that what you...
I'd say that's probably how the osteopathic medicine started. I don't know if that's really how most osteopaths use their training. That's how they practice in real life these days. But that's how it started, for sure.
Right.
But yeah, so getting back...
But you did mention to me that one of your... I'm sorry to interrupt, but you did mention to me one of your current doctors thought that you were talented in the art of body manipulation and said that there was possibility for an extra year of residency and specialize in that.
Yeah, so they have fellowships for osteopathic manipulation methods. It's an extra year where you've kind of focused on those manipulation methods, and a lot of people that go through that fellowship end up only focusing on the osteopathic manipulation, which I'm not sure if that's actually something I want to do, or just be like a typical primary care doctor and utilize the manipulation as much as possible. So,
well, you don't have to decide on that anytime soon.
Yeah. I might not even have to go to like a fellowship like that if I do plan on just being a typical primary care doctor and whatnot.
Well, listen, me and your mom and your grandpa and your sisters and everybody in the family couldn't be more proud of you. I mean, you've been in school for, 8 years now?
Too many years to count.
And that's after high school. And you're once you get that graduation, you passed your boards. Once you get that certificate, you're in like Flynn. You're a doctor, dude.
Yeah, pretty. Yeah, I'm going to be able to.
We couldn't be more happy and proud of you.
I'm going to be able to prescribe medicine in May.
Wow, that's awesome. I get all the drugs I want.
I don't know about that.
You know, listen, hey, speaking of drugs, listen, my drug is Jesus, right? Your sister and Jay got me a t-shirt that says Jesus Tough.
Yep.
And, you know, I believe, DJ, and I've told you this many times, but I'm going to tell you again, that I believe if you combine your faith, and not just human faith, but your spiritual faith, and your belief in God's word, and your understanding of what it means to be redeemed, and what it means to be a child of God, if you combine that with your man's knowledge of science and medicine, dude, there ain't nothing you're going to be able to do. You'd be the best doctor there ever was.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because with God, all things are possible. And then you add medicine to that too.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know,
I couldn't be more.
One day I was.
And that's one of the reasons we wanted to get back to doing this podcast, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. One day I was thinking about it and I was thinking, like, once I'm a doctor, I'll have the license to heal, but God has the power to heal.
Well, that's a good way of putting it. And I tend to lean towards the faith healing more. And with your medical training, you're going to be able to help me with the holistic medical approach to it as well. So, man, I expect to live to 120, dude, with your
help. Grandpa's almost there. So
Grandpa's turning 97.
That's crazy.
March 11th. Yep. March 11th, yep. 97. You're going to have to try to make it home.
Well,
you're in Cranberry, Pennsylvania. Where are you? In your bedroom?
Yeah.
Where's your setup at? Your hallway?
I'm in my bedroom.
I see you.
Where are you?
You got
you in an aquarium?
Yeah. Look at. Hey, did you see my tank behind? That's a 125 gallon tank.
What kind of fish you got
now,
there?
Now, you know that I'm raising peacock cichlids.
Yep.
And
we did a video on
a fish
it.
Yeah, we have a video. And when you come home again, like you do another one, I'm going to get up. Website and stuff. I'm almost to the point where I'm going to start selling fish, but I've been raising now for a few years, and you got to build up a inventory. You got to build up your breeding stock and stuff, but I got a little bit more expanding to do, but that's a 125 gallon tank behind me that is set up in my podcast room, which is a spare bedroom now. And those are the fish. Can you see the fish that are in
yeah,
there?
Oh yeah.
They look far away.
I mean, I can see them.
They're all male peacock cichlids. There's about 25 of them in there.
25?
All different colors. There's about 25 fish in that tank. And they're only about half grown. They get up to about 6 inches.
Yeah.
But, it's become my pride and joy, other than, you know, my ministry. But it takes a lot of time. Man, I've got 32 fish tanks now, DJ.
Whew.
That's a lot of work. I can't keep up with it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know how you clean all that.
Your mom is going to help. She if something happens to me, those fish don't have stand much chance because she won't even feed them. So,
man,
but she's been gracious in letting me do it.
You know, thinking about all those tanks makes me think about, like, you better live to 120 years old, because I don't know what I'm going to do with that house after you pass on.
These tanks are going to have to go with the house, dude.
I know. Like, I don't think anyone's going to want to buy the house.
Well, I'm enjoying it. So I never thought it would come to this, but I'm really enjoying raising them. And I hope to at least, you know, I don't have any pipe dream of making a lot of money raising and selling fish, but I bet I can. I'm a friend of mine, Bill. His last name is Friend.
Yeah, your friend, Bill.
He built a fish room in his basement, and he's got about 18 tanks and or so.
So you're not only converting people to the way of Jesus, you're converting the people to the way of fish.
The way of fish. Well, he did say I will make you fishers of men.
Yeah, not keepers of fish.
Fishers of men and keeper of fish. Well, a friend of mine made me a sign that says fisher of men and keeper of fish. That's in the fish room. It's pretty cool.
So you were going to say anyway, behind me what I got up here.
Oh, yeah. Now, my dad, your grandpa, was a illustrator. He worked on the Pentagon years and years and years ago. And he made some designs. I think one of those is a pistol he designed. Yep. And it looks like there was an airplane. Those are all ink drawings. And what's the third one over closest to the closet door there? I can't really see
it's
that
hard
one.
To tell what that one is, but it's a like army jeep going through the woods.
Oh yeah, he designed a jeep. Those are all things he did were projects that he was working on when he was in the Pentagon, you know, different designs.
Yeah, I got them all framed up nice.
What's that plaque that you have up above it?
Well, it says Pfeiffer.
I can't read it.
It has the date Tori and I got married. It says Pfeiffer's.
Oh, I see.
It says DJ and Tori.
See it.
Yeah, Joelle made that for me.
Oh, that's cool. Your sister. Yeah. Well, DJ, we wanted to just start. And I think the subject I want to talk about, and I think you probably know what it is.
God's will to heal.
Can you? God's will to heal. Well, and when I want to talk about healing, I want to talk about what it means to be redeemed. And I want to, because the Bible says we're the redeemed, right? And it says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. So we should be broadcasting the fact that we're redeemed. And I don't think a lot of people who believe in God, who go to church, who have accepted the Lord, call it, say Christian or whatever you want to call them, I don't think they fully comprehend what it means, what is all included in redemption.
Yeah.
And I don't think we know fully who and what we are in Christ.
Sure.
In the supernatural power that is available to us through Christ.
The power that raised Jesus from the dead lives in us.
You know, and I think it's in Romans 12:2. Let me turn there real quick. I want to read this.
Okay.
This is we've been through this many times, but it says, don't copy the behaviors and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. You know, that's saying so much. There's a scripture that comes to mind when I read that in Proverbs. It's in, I think, chapter 14, verse 12, that says, there is a way to a man, or there's a way that seems right to a man, but in the end, that way leads to death. So, and then you read this verse, it says, don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, meaning that, you know, what we know naturally, we're natural human beings, right? What we know through our education, look how much you've learned through your studying. All that is well and good for natural things and natural purposes, but God is a supernatural being.
Hey,
go ahead. And he has supernatural power and ability and gifts for us. And we only can get them when we line up to his word, right?
Sure.
The power of God for you and me is not in anything we think, but it's in his word, right?
Yeah.
So we got to get to know his word better. So I want to talk about that. I also want to talk about what faith is. I don't think we have any idea what faith is. The Bible says if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you could say to your mountain, throw yourself into the sea, and it'll be done for you.
Yeah. I just want to say before you go on that I think a lot of what you're talking about is stuff that we might have already touched on in the past, but we've been gone for so long. Yeah. We haven't done any of this in so long that I think it's worth repeating all this stuff. Well, not all this stuff, but a lot of the stuff we talked about.
I want to get into it in greater detail.
Sure. Yeah. But like some of it might seem like you might say, oh, I've heard this before, but I think it's worth hearing again. Don't you?
Well, in truth is, yeah, maybe you've heard it before with your ears, but are you living it yet?
Right.
You know, I think with God, it's so, God's ways are so different than man's natural ways that you got to hear it over and over and over again before that light bulb goes off in your brain, right, and you start living it, you know, by faith.
Well, I've read the entire Bible. Tori and I have read the entire Bible together, and but that doesn't mean I understand the entire Bible.
Well, that's a good thing to say, because just because you don't understand it doesn't mean it's not true.
Right.
And there's some things you can read in the Bible you might not like.
Sure.
You know, you say, oh, I don't know if I like that. I don't know if I agree with that. But listen, you got to go all in with God. God's right, no matter what I think. And my opinion of it really does not matter. And neither does yours or any of our listeners. And people may get offended by that. Well, I have a right to believe what I want right. to believe. You believe what you want to believe. I believe what I want to believe. Well, yes, you can. You certainly can. God gave you free will. You can choose to believe whatever you want. But if you don't line up to this, God's word, and you don't know God's word, you can't line up to it.
See, and you don't know God's will for your life.
No. Well, let me go on with that scripture I started to read, because I get sidetracked. It says, don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know the will of God for you. And I like this part.
Yeah.
It's good, it's pleasing, and it's perfect.
That's the important part, right?
Yeah, we've been through that so many times. And how many of us are really living, if we're honest with ourselves, are we seeing all God's blessings manifest in our life? Are we receiving everything that God has for us? And the answer, if you're honest, is no. Why? Because you're not in faith. You're not in faith. I mean, there's areas of my life where my faith is stronger than other areas of my life.
Sure.
And I've received healing. You know, I was healed. I had leukemia. God healed me of that when the doctors say they couldn't. Well, there's no cure for it, only treatment. And thank God for the doctors I had. But through my faith, and that I learned through God's word and through help of other faith ministers that taught me this, that I got healed. And it wasn't by the traditional methods of praying and praying and praying and praying. There's nothing wrong with prayer. It's obeying what you read in the Bible and realizing it's for me.
Putting it into practice.
And then finally putting it into practice. Yeah. So faith is really
Dad, what did Jesus say? I don't remember where it is, but about all who have ears listen, but he said, all who are listening, that's not enough. He said the person who just listens and moves on is the person that builds his house on sand. But the person who listens and puts it into practice is the man who builds a strong house on a strong foundation. So you can't just listen. Right. You can't just say, oh, yeah, I understand that. You have to actually put it into practice. Exactly what you're saying.
Because Bible faith is not just a noun. It's an action word, right?
Right.
If you're really going to get in faith, you got to know what God says, and then you got to put it into practice, right? I think we're one time where I remember which disciple said, "So you say you have faith? Well, good for you, but I'll show you my faith by my actions."
Right.
And he goes on to say, even Satan and his evil spirits, even the demons believed in God, but belief in itself is not enough.
No,
there's so many people that go to church that believe in God, but they never really understand what faith is. And it's the power of God that brings the supernatural things of God into our natural realm. Right. And healing is one of those things.
Right.
And when I talk about healing, I want to make sure that our audience knows, our listeners know, that healing is just not physical. I refer to it in the physical nature because everybody needs healing at one point in their life, but it's also spiritual healing. It's also relationship healing, mental. People have problems mentally with fear and worry and anxiety, depression. I mean, what, you can't watch TV for an hour without seeing commercials about drugs. And
I had to memorize them all. Being,
yeah. And you know the side effects of many of those drugs. And thank God for doctors and medicine. But I think man knows such a small percentage of how all that stuff works together. And in the big picture, the big pharmacopoeia of God, you know, it's just there's so much to it that man could never understand. But God knows everything. And so I think, yeah, go to doctors. Yeah, take your medicine. But listen, if you could get faith as small as a mustard seed, it'll heal you. So I'm going to study faith, what faith, real Bible faith is. Sure. And you know, because in Hebrews, I'm going to read something else, Deej.
Okay.
And while we're on faith, in Hebrews chapter 11, it gives a definition of faith. It says, faith is the confidence that what we hope for will actually happen. See, sometimes we're in just hope. We're in a religious hope, praying and waiting for God to do something for us. But faith believes it'll happen,
Right.
So you're going to act different, right? You're going to speak different if you think it's going to happen. And it says it gives us the assurance about things we simply cannot see. Why? Because we're natural. I don't even know 10 minutes from now, right? And he goes on to talk about all this different kind of faith and all the people in the Bible. It says, this is Hebrews chapter 11, which is the great faith chapter. But I like what skipping down to read one more thing. And it says in chapter 6, or verse 6 of chapter 11, it says, and it is impossible to please God without faith. It says, anyone who wants to and comes to him must believe that God exists and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently and sincerely seek him.
Yeah. I kind of want to, so we already talked about a little bit about my journey through finding a residency and, you know, all that process, but you're talking about the rewards God gives to those who seek them, the blessings that God gives us, and the rewards of having strong faith, right? So I wanted to talk about one of the examples that I've seen in my own life. And that's like, so part of this process of finding residency is the interviews with all the programs. And I've interviewed with over 15 programs and
15?
Yeah, over 15, I think 17
different hospitals.
Yeah. Different. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that must've took a lot of time.
It was very exhausting, but throughout the process, I noticed two things really set me apart in the program, the people that interviewed me, in their eyes that they really focused on when during the interview process. And one of the things is that like my devotion to family medicine, because like I'm in the PCSP primary care scholars pathway at LECOM that is made for either family medicine or internal medicine. So I've already committed myself to family medicine. So that's one thing that set me apart. And the other thing that I saw that a lot of people brought up in my interview and like something that they made clear to me is one of the reasons that I was one of the top choices in interviewing is my faith, my belief in God, my relationship with God. The program directors some of them made it very clear to me that they also were Christians and thought it was very, very bold of me, and they were happy that I put it in my application, because I made sure that it was clear in my application that, you know, I put it that we did this podcast in my application for residencies. And a lot of people brought that up and asked me about like me and you and what we do, and talked about.
I wonder if some of them actually clicked on it and watched them, or at least saw what it was about.
I think some of them had, because they seem to be a little bit understanding of what we did. So, but yeah, it was just a theme that I saw over and over again, is that like these program directors that were Christian, that, you know, in a field where you can't really make it known that you're a Christian, made it known to me that they were also Christians. And I thought that was something that just God blessed me with and gave me. Because when I first was filling out my application, Tori, my wife, said, "Are you sure you want to put in there that you're Christian? Like, that might turn some people away in the medical field, you know?" And I said, "No, I mean, that's who I am. I have to put it in. Like, I'm not going to be
good for you.
I'm not going to be like ashamed of that."
Good for you.
So I put it in, and I think it's a big reason why.
And God's blessing you.
Yeah. And I think God's going to put me in the right place in residency surrounded by Christian people. So I think that it's something that God has blessed me with for sure.
This is God saying this. He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek.
Exactly.
Him.
That's why I wanted to bring it up.
So, and he's not going to reward you. A reward for you isn't going to be something you don't like.
Sure.
That wouldn't be a reward, would it? Right. It'd be like punishment. So God's reward is going to be something that is pleasing to you, pleasing to your heart. He gives you your heart's desires. I've often said, God knows how to make us happier than we do.
Right.
Right? We just need to learn to let him humble ourselves and get out of the way and let God become everything to us. So that's good that you're doing that. And God will reward you for it and bless you for it. And that's why I'm so excited to get going on this podcast as you're getting to become a doctor. And because I'm a nobody, you're going to be rich and famous.
I don't know about famous, but I don't know about rich either. But
I hope you're rich. You can buy your dad a new pickup truck. what else do you want to talk about?
The first Bible verse you talked about in Romans 12:2 said, like, we need to not conform to the patterns and behaviors of this world, right? So I have a joke about that. Do we have time? Do we have time for a joke?
Yeah. How long have we? I don't want to make this first one
it's
back
been
too
about
long.
28 minutes.
You got
less than that. But I don't want to get this joke right. So there was this is jokes about how messed up the world is today. I think you'll enjoy it.
Oh, that it is.
So
we could talk about that sometime too.
Yeah. Did you hear about this story about this woman? I don't remember where it was, but she burned down this construction site that was going to be an abortion clinic. Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't hear about it.
No, yeah.
No.
So there was this lawsuit, and the people on her side, the lawyers on her side, were saying, "Well, because they were going to make this like a bigger deal than it really was because it was going to be an abortion clinic." And so the lawyers on her side were saying, "Well, no, it's not an abortion clinic. It's just a construction site." And the lawyers on the side of the abortion clinic were saying, "No, it always was an abortion clinic. As soon as it was determined that this was going to be a construction site, it was going to be an abortion clinic." So I don't know if you picked up on that, but it's backwards. We got the pro-lifers saying that something isn't something until it's that, and then the pro-choice are saying, no, something is something even before it is that thing.
Yeah, I can see the irony in that.
Yeah.
That's funny. Well, hey, that goes back to Proverbs 14:12. There's a way that seems right to a man, but in the end, it leads to death. And one of the goals I want to achieve with this podcast this year, throughout this next year, is to help everyday people see how God can work and benefit their life. Because DJ, he certainly has mine. Made my life better. How about you?
Absolutely.
And it's not by the religious traditional ways that I think religion teaches. You know, I've often said, I don't like man's religion, but I love God and I love the Bible. And we call it our instruction book for life, right? And I know every time I find trouble in my life, it's probably because of the choices I made and the roads I went down. And when I wasn't really asking for God's direction or guidance, running on my own accord, and then asking God to help me.
Yeah.
But, and he always does. He always bails you out. He takes the trouble that we created ourselves and helps us and teaches us from that. But boy, how much better would we be if we would just do what you're saying, learn to seek God in everything we do.
Right.
And not be afraid of it. Like you with your talking about the podcast and the fact that you're a Christian and wanting to get into a good hospital, and you're not afraid of it. You know, you're not afraid of saying that's who and what you are. But look at the world, DJ. Look what's going on with our government. And I don't want to get political with this, but the fighting on both sides of the aisle, whether it's Democrat or Republican, just the fighting. It just seems to me that and people shooting each other, and it seems to be that man is doing a good job at destroying man, when the answer is just get back to some godly sense of morality,
yeah,
which brings people together, to show people to get over all that self-indulgence and pride, and set it aside and start really loving your neighbor as yourself. It's not that hard to do. And all this trouble that's in our world would kind of start going away, you know? But man won't do it.
Yeah.
Man won't do it.
Well, you know,
God, I think
you said you don't want to get political, but it just came into my mind. You know who I wanted the Republican vote to be?
Who?
Not Donald Trump.
Who?
Vivek Ramaswamy.
You liked him?
Yeah, because he was boldly Hindu, and I'd rather someone who's boldly, like, attached to their religion.
Boldly something.
Yeah, than someone who's half-heartedly pretending to be a Christian just for votes.
Yeah, well, you know who I was hoping for? And I just, the man that I liked just for the way he was Tim Scott.
Oh, yeah, sure.
He was humble and sincere. You know, I don't know which one of them will make a good president. I don't know if I ever trust anything that comes out of a politician's mouth, you know, but I think our country could stand some good moral Bible standard leadership. You know what I mean? Yeah. Because if man choose right and wrong, man's always going to, right and wrong becomes on a sliding scale.
Yeah.
Well, to whatever particular group of people want it to be at that time.
You know,
and that's the mess we're in right now with abortion and gay rights and transgender and all that stuff. It's just, why don't we just stick with what God says?
Sure.
Now, a lot of people say the Bible's outdated, the Bible's old fashioned, that people say our Constitution is old fashioned. But at least one thing about it is, if you base your belief in what is right and what is wrong on godly biblical standards, you're basing it on a standard of right and wrong, which was before man, that was established before man. Established, you know, the Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. God created it. That's the same God that is our Heavenly Father now.
Right.
That same God. His son, Jesus, died on the cross for you and me. And so that right and wrong is unchanging, right?
Well, you know, so you know, you're not my only teacher anymore. I go to a church now with my wife. And
yeah, I know. I'm a little bit jealous of that fact.
Well, the crazy thing is that my pastor preaches very, very similar to you.
He's a good man.
but he said something today that is something that I've heard you say before too, and I think you were almost about to say it. The way he said it was, imagine just for a minute that John Lennon got it right in his song Imagine, where he said, imagine that there's no heaven and no hell. And so he said, just think about that for a minute. And he said, if that were the case, then we would have no way of knowing what's right and wrong.
No. And it would change. It would change by every generation. Any movement. Well, let's make this right. This fits our socialistic values for this generation. So this is right now. And then 50 years later, no, that's old fashioned. Let's change it to this now. And it just becomes whatever any group of people want it to become.
Yeah.
And you know what that leads to? Chaos and destruction and hatred and discord and
racism.
Racism and judging and
hatred.
No, I thank God. Yes, I thank God that he's the root of my belief system. I really do, because he gives you the peace that surpasses all understanding.
Yeah.
Right.
I'd much rather trust in God than the Buffalo Bills.
Well, hey, let's talk about that a little bit. Hey, we were 6-6.
Yeah.
And we wrote off the season, didn't we?
Yeah, we were done.
We didn't have any faith at that point anymore.
We said we were done being Bills fans.
we didn't have faith in the Bills pulling that out, but they did. And I tell you what, that you know, there's a lot of character on that team. And there's a lot of Christians on that team. And I'm not saying
apparently
that,
not enough to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah. Well, listen, DJ, I fully believe this in my heart. And I'm not saying this just because I'm a Bills fan, but I believe that if our defense hadn't got all torn apart, we were down like, what, 7 starters?
Yeah.
And we had a lot of substitutes in there, a lot of second string players, even third string players that were playing above their ability to win games. And but if we would have had at the end of the season the defense we started out the season with, I don't think we would have lost to Kansas City, and I think we would have won the Super Bowl.
Well,
I really believe.
I agree with you 100%, but I thought when you started talking there, you were going to say, I firmly believe, and not just because I'm a Bills fan, that if God were a fan of football, he'd be a Bills fan. So I was going to say, I don't think so. Not with the way things have turned out the past 20, 30 years.
Yeah, I know. It seems like we talk about the Buffalo curse, don't we? Yep. But, you know something, it's still fun. And you know, we don't own the Buffalo Bills, and they don't own us anything, but we'd have a lot of fun watching the games. But they're in trouble for next year because they have like 7 defensive players that their contracts are up. They're up against the salary cap. They're going to have to, the GM and the coaches are going to have to really earn their money this year in the offseason and get some new young players in there that can make a difference on that defense, because there's going to be a lot of changes on that defense.
Yep.
I'm afraid
the draft is going to be really important for us.
It is. It is. Well, and you know what? We could have won that last game against the Chiefs. We gave that game away, but our defense couldn't stop. If you watch, we weren't together in that game. We were talking to each other on the phone,
right.
But the Bills couldn't stop Kansas City. Their defense couldn't stop them. And so some of the choices or decisions we made there on offense to go for it and do that fake punt and things like that, we probably wouldn't have done that had we had more confidence, if the coaching staff had more confidence that their defense could stop Kansas City.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And Kansas City, that their coach, Andy Reid, he's a smart man. And he figured out how to work the middle of the field where the Bills had their second and third string players in. We couldn't stop them. Well, anyway.
Well, there's always next season.
Yeah. We say that every year.
I think it's our year.
Hey, Jesus is going to come back soon. The way the world's getting, we're in the end times, DJ, and we don't have many more seasons. This could be it.
Yeah, it's now or never.
Well, listen, hey, anything else you want to add to this podcast today? We didn't really want to do anything particular, but just give a reintroduction back to our, and you got to let everybody know that this is going to be on, and
yeah,
then we'll start getting on to some good Bible study.
Well, how often are we going to do this? Are we going to commit to doing this every, how often?
I'd like to do it once a week like we used to do
it. Once a week? I can do that.
Can you, does your schedule handle that?
Yeah, at least up until I get with a residency, and then we'll play it by ear then.
Well, then we'll play it by ear then after you graduate and become a rich, famous doctor.
Yeah, I might not have time for you anymore.
You don't have time for your dad now.
I'll start a podcast by myself.
You didn't even, yeah, you will too. You probably a couple hot nurses. You didn't even come up to my birthday party.
No, I didn't.
Earlier. Well, listen, hey, me and your mom miss you terrible. And thanks for figuring out how to do this with you in Cranberry, Pennsylvania, me here in Franklinville, New York. And we're back. Reborn Report is alive and well.
Yeah.
And we're going to get in good discussions.
I'm excited to see how this new format will work. I'll have to figure out all the editing later. And
Is it going to be harder to edit?
No, I think it'll actually
before be. Before we were sitting side by side.
Yeah, I think it'll actually be easier because everything's automatically going to be like right on my computer. So I don't have to worry about all the like transferring files and stuff like that. But we'll see how it all works out with how video is going to be.
Are you going to have. So when our viewing audience watches it on YouTube, it's just going to be a split screen, me on one side, you on the other, or you're going to switch back and forth?
We'll see how creative I get.
Can you? You can switch back and forth.
Yeah.
Couldn't you?
We'll see just how creative like I get.
Yeah. How much time you, that sounds like that might take a lot of time to do that.
Yeah. But like when you go on your like long monologues, I could just put you on the screen. I'll take a nap.
Yeah. Now, hey, tell me about your car.
What about it?
Is it still running?
It's still running. I got 200. I hit 260,000 the other day.
It's a 2010. What year is that car? 10 Kia Forte, the base model. I bought that car for your sister when she was going to college, and then she graduated and gave it to you. You had it in your senior year of high school. It lasted you all through UB, 4 years of undergrad, now 4 years of medical school.
3 years of med school, but yeah.
That's crazy. But when you got it inspected, we got inspected last fall, and the guy said, it ain't going to pass inspection again.
Yeah, yep.
So a bucket of rust.
So if anyone knows anybody who's just giving away cars, I'll take one.
Well, I've been kind of looking. You got a certain budget that you want to get a used car because you don't, and that's smart. You have some money set aside and you want to get a car for cash and not have a car payment, which I don't know how you've lived this long without money, dude.
Well,
luckily you found a wife that's got a good job.
I was going to say, I have a sugar mama.
Well, I'm still a janitor at school.
No, you're a podcast host.
Yeah, well, I like, see, my whole reason after I closed my music store, I expected to be retired by now and doing something totally different. And I'd love to have my ministry become full-time and teach a healing class. That's the desire of my heart. And we're probably going to start a Bible study in our house again. In April. I don't know if your mom told you, but I have some people
really?
Have been asking.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, and I'm going to teach a class on healing. So, because I believe it is God's will to heal anybody of anything at any time. I firmly believe that. It's a bold statement.
You know what we should do is when you do that, you should hook up a microphone and just record the audio, and then we can just put that up on like maybe a separate channel or something, just audio only.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we could talk about that.
Okay. Well, where's Tori? Is Tori home?
Yeah.
She won't come out. She won't peek on the podcast and say hi, right?
No, she's busy right now.
Your wife, I've been dying to get her on the show. You have a beautiful Jamaican bride.
Jamaican, yeah.
And she, Jamaican, Jamaica town. Like, oh. And she won't come on the show. I just wanted her to say hi. What do you say? You got to talk her into it, TJ.
Yeah, we'll see.
I want to show her off to the world. All right.
Well, we put her picture on that one.
Oh, we did?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
A while back, I think it was when I proposed. We put her picture on. And she wasn't too thrilled about that.
She wasn't?
No.
So you've done
Hey, watch this. Right here, right now, We're going to put a picture from our wedding. She's going to be so thrilled about this. Here's a picture of our wedding. All the viewers at home can see it. Okay.
Really? You're going to do that?
Yeah, I'm going to do that. She's going to be so upset.
Well, hey, we got, you gave us at Christmas time, gave us some beautiful pictures. I got to hang them in our foyer, in our house.
You still haven't hung them?
Yeah, I do.
Oh,
I should have
you
hung
did?
Them
okay.
in the hallway. Yeah.
I'll have to see that when I come home for Easter.
They're nice. Are you going to be home for Easter?
Yeah.
Oh, good. So I guess that's all for today, huh?
Yeah.
I don't go too much longer.
No, now we're just rambling. So,
yeah. Well, listen, hey, so we're going to post this. When are you posting this?
Well, I'm going to try to get it all edited and uploaded by tomorrow morning. By like, what time do you want to post it? Like 8 o'clock on Monday mornings? I think that would be good.
That's what I'd like to do, if that gives you enough time.
Yeah, we can do that. 8 o'clock Monday morning.
And then, so we'll do another one next week and start having them come on the air on.
Hey,
so people can.
Well, would it be better to do 8 o'clock in the morning or 8 o'clock or like in the evening? Probably evening would be better, wouldn't it? So that way you can watch it right when it comes out.
Well, I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. If you'd rather have it on the evening, what difference does it make, really?
It doesn't. We'll talk about
it. So you
it.
Just tell me when you do
okay.
it. Yeah, you just tell me when you do it. And so we're consistent with it with our audience. So
yeah.
I don't know what our view, you know, we because we haven't done a podcast episode in so many, I don't know how many view members we've lost.
Well, for our viewers who are watching this right now, you know when this came out, and it'll come out at that time every week.
Okay. So I have to build up a following because I was astonished by the number of subscribers and people that watched our program. I was so humbled by that. So I hope that this will continue and grow, and the word of God will be spread because people need it.
Yep.
People need healing. So DJ, thanks for figuring this all out.
Yep. And
coming on with me. Have a good day.
We'll do this.
Have a good week.
Every week.
All right. So
you remember how to end these things or?
Oh, how did we end them?
you usually ended it. You had a whole catchphrase and everything.
I did?
Yeah. We put it on a shirt.
But why do we know? I don't remember. What was it?
the catch,
you don't remember either.
Yes, I do. The catchphrase for the podcast.
Oh.
Come back next week and Reborn Report. Something about all fired up.
Where the word of God will get you? All fired up.
There it is.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. We'll figure it out. Man,
we'll have a goodbye next week.
Hey, thanks for watching. Thanks for joining in.
Thanks
and,
for watching.
Listen. Watching. That was my new word.
Yeah.
When I started, that means listening and watching at the same time.
Well, it doesn't take watching. A rocket scientist to figure it out. It's not rocket scientist.
Right. You're back to picking on me again, the way I talk.
Okay.
Well, okay. So thanks for listening and watching, and we'll see you next week, right here on Reborn Report, where the word of God will get you all fired up and make you happy too. All right, DJ, have a good week.
See you guys.
I love you, brother.
Love you too.
See you, son.
See you, Dad.
Bye.